Now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. If you watch sports in Spanish, there's a good chance you've heard the voice of Adrián García Márquez.
Kobe se acomoda. ¡Tres! ¡Mamba Negra! ¡Triple dosis!
He's called the World Series, the Olympics, Monday Night Football. Nowadays, he is La Voz de los Lakers. Before all that, though, Adrián García Márquez was an amateur baseball player, struggling through college ball and then the Mexican League. Then he found his girlfriend was pregnant and decided it was time for a real career. He'd always wanted to be a broadcaster, so he got a job handing out bumper stickers and flyers and DJing overnight for a San Diego radio station called Jammin' Z90.
In my heart, I didn't want to be a hip-hop disc jockey. I mean, I loved it, but I wanted to go to sports. So another promotions guy told me, hey, man, I have a buddy of mine who told me that he has a buddy that knows this guy that wants to start off doing broadcasts for television, just a few games for the San Diego Flash, which is an A-League team, minor league soccer. You want to call him up? Yeah, I'll call him up. You know, so I called him up. I had no demo. So how do I get a demo on the fly, out of nowhere, having zero experience? Make one. Fake one, basically. So I did have a Sega. I did have FIFA Soccer, 1995 edition.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
So I popped that into the console. I recorded the beautiful crowd chants that they had because technology was advancing. So it sounded like a real soccer game. So I figured I'll grab that crowd noise, put it on a tape. Then from that, I recorded America, which is a Mexican soccer team, and River Plate, which is like the Yankees of Argentina soccer, right? So they're playing each other, Copa Libertadores. I happened to record a game.
River con gol de Hernán Jorge Crespo a los 6:30 está ganando 1-0.
So I grabbed that video, pulled the TV into the bathroom, had a boombox with that Sega crowd noise I recorded from FIFA 95, and I just grabbed my little handheld and I recorded a minute of play-by-play. I turned that into the guy, and he told me there was the two spots available. He told me he loved what he heard, that I'm definitely going to have one, but I still have to go through the audition process, but that he really loved my demo. I go home, I'm happy, I'm telling the wife, babe, it worked out, it's awesome, I feel good. But then it kind of set in like, oh, I'm such a liar. Because I told him that, you know, I had a couple of contacts, an uncle or something that, you know, allowed me to broadcast as young as I was, and I felt like such a liar. So I went back and I told him the truth. Federico, you know what, I lied, man. You know, I did the Sega, I told him the whole story. He starts laughing. He goes, well, if you could do this with home appliances and lying around your house, I can only imagine what you're going to do with the real gear, and thank you for being honest. And that's where it started. That was the big break, and it just happened really fast. I mean, put it this way. The time my son was born, when I started putting bumper stickers on cars, what was it, end of 97, 98, San Diego Flash, 99, Chargers.
Para de restos, baila. Quítate. Touchdown, San Diego.
Then, bam, here I am calling Oakland A's baseball in 2000 on opening night. When I got to the Oakland A's, ESPN happened to show up on a weekend. They heard the broadcast, Alvaro Martin. That was a huge break. I get into ESPN. Next thing you know, I'm the voice of the Red Sox at the same time that I'm doing Wednesday night and Sunday night baseball, Monday night football, NFL primetime.
Siéntate! Los Red Sox son campeones!
I caught myself a 2009 World Series, the Yankees opening up new Yankee Stadium, and there I am behind home plate calling the game, and I had that moment like, Adrián, what the heck are you doing here? And I'm going to be saying to myself when the Lakers get another title before Kobe retires, again, Adrián, ¿qué estás haciendo aquí? What the heck are you doing here? And I'm going to have the answer. I earned it. That's why I'm here. And thank you, Sega, FIFA 95. Without you, none of this would be possible.
Adrián García Márquez, La Voz de los Lakers. You don't have to call Lakers games to have a big break. Send us your story at mybigbreak@npr.org.